Here at the World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin, we're joined by Rosalie Geiger. She's with the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Tell me exactly what the board does.
The Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board does promotion, education, and research. So we promote through the schools with our Dairy Council. They work with students and teachers. They check on whether the milk is cold. They put the coolers in. If they need upgrades, we finance that too. And then research we do through the Center for Dairy Research right here in Madison, Wisconsin. And that takes care of cheese defects, new cheeses, all kinds of things that are related to dairy. And promotion means we sell or we promote throughout the United States. You can buy Wisconsin cheese in every state. We work with chefs, we work with retailers, we work with distributors, any which way we can to sell cheese. And in many stores that you're going to see, we have a specialty cheese section. You'll see Wisconsin specialty cheese, which is super. We produce over 600 varieties here in Wisconsin of cheese, varieties and styles of cheese. So you know that I always tell the kids you can try a new cheese every day for almost 2 years. So that's always exciting. But we win more awards for our cheese than any other state or country. And we produce more cheese than any other state.
And producing more cheese, talk to me about how that is important, marketing that throughout the United States.
Well, it's really important because 90% of our milk, over 90% of our milk, goes to make cheese. And we only have about 5 million people here in Wisconsin, so we can only eat so much. So we've got to get that cheese out all over the state, I mean all over the states, and do some international things too. But the big deal is right here in the United States, getting that great award-winning cheese into people's mouths and enjoying it.
What's your favorite type of cheese?
Oh, God, that's hard. I think really squeaky, fresh cheese curds and maybe Munster. But, I mean, I love them all. I was always kind of keeping blue cheese at arm's length, and I tried some a few years ago, and it's pretty cool, and even Limburger. So I've tried almost every cheese there is, and I really don't have any that I don't like.
And you said you're a dairy farmer, too?
Yep. My husband and I dairy about 30 miles south of Green Bay, Wisconsin, and about 20 miles from Lake Michigan in Manitowoc County. And next year we'll be celebrating 150 years as a farm here in Wisconsin.
And what type of cows do you raise?
We have registered Holsteins and a few Jerseys, but our registered Holsteins are my favorites. So, it's been a family affair for a long time, and we enjoy it.
And coming to World Dairy Expo, it seems like, you know, talking to some of these dairy producers out there, and it shows, you know, you guys really do care a lot about your animals.
Oh, you know, I don't think any dairy farmer wants to hurt an animal. Dairy farmers love their animals. They love their dairy cows, and they want them to be healthy and happy, happier than those in California. Anyway, but we love our cows. We love our farms. We like that country air, and we try to do the best that we can do for our cattle and our families.
The farm economy is lagging kind of right now. What are your thoughts on that as far as the dairy industry goes?
Wow, you know, we're in one of those cycles again, and it seems to be every 3 years that we go up and down the hills. And I'm hoping we can pull out of this. We're doing everything we can do to market dairy products. But, you know, we lost a lot of our international markets, and we were exporting up to 12%, and now it's down to 3 to 5%, and that hurt. You know, that really hurt. But the good thing when we look at it is people are eating more cheese all the time. And the latest report is we're eating 35 pounds a year. So that's the good news. So we got to keep getting that great cheese in people's mouths and in their plates and everywhere else we can.
Anything else you'd like to add today?
No, I just I hope everybody enjoys cheese and the dairy industry. And we all have to thank all of our farmers that they produce safe, wonderful, abundant food here in the United States.
Rosalie Geiger is with the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Thanks for joining me.
Super.